Strains of that familiar theme song that ushers in another exciting blind handyman show, and we're a little short-handed today.
Number 216, I think.
Is it 216? I guess we can ask the statistician. Sounds like a deal. Hell of a plan to me when he gets here.
If he ever shows up.
He's this is his long day at school. Professor Don is the access technology guy at our local Angelina College.
University of Lufkin.
University of Lufkin. Lufkin U. Better known as Burke U. And Don is down there. And this is his late day for some reason. So Pat's here and I'm here. Hello there.
Hi there. I'm just fine.
Glad to have you with us.
I've never figured out why the professor, he doesn't have any students anyway. Because he doesn't like to talk about it. So why would you even have a long day?
Well, they pay him. That's like I was listening yesterday. Bill Anderson asked Roger Miller. Roger, why do you play up there by the nut on the guitar? And Roger said, because that's where the money is. which is pretty good.
Speaking of those old interviews of Bill Anderson the other night on Channel 8, they had a deal from music out of the 50s.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, and had Kay Starr.
Oh, man.
And Jerry Vale and some of the groups I've never heard of, you know, but that were old guys. I mean, and it was pretty good.
I would love to have seen that. Music.
I thought about calling you, and I said, nah, it's probably doing something.
Probably, yeah. Well, I wasn't really doing anything, but I would love to. K-Star?
K-Star, man, old folks, and she was, I mean, and then when you hear their songs now, it was.
Oh, man, K-Star was a wonderful.
Yeah, she had a big voice.
She and Tennessee Ernie did Ain't Nobody's Business But My Own.
Really? Yes. Yeah. You know, she and Teresa Brewer had but very powerful voices.
Oh, yeah. Well, also Rosemary Clooney. She's dead, isn't she?
No, she may have been on there. I didn't get in on the whole thing.
Rosie Clooney. That would be cool. But, they were. I'd like to see him. You should have called me. You should always call me when those old things are on.
I shall.
We don't have much longer, you know, sort of tottering toward the tomb.
Yeah, speaking of that, our friend Thomas is in the hospital.
Houston Vic is back in the hospital. His old heart is arrhythmic. It was not keeping time like it should, and they've got him stabilized. But he's back in the hospital, so we're not able to call him today. You know, it's really funny because I talked with him yesterday morning and everything seemed to be just fine. I said, you're not going to be here tomorrow. And he said, no, but I'll be back. Oh, you know, when you least expect it, I'll be around, just chipper and happy and, you know, sounded full of life. But, said yesterday the ambulance came to his house.
Well, you know, about two hospital visits ago, I was talking to him at 10 in the morning, and I said, you know, if you're going that way, I need to ride over to the blind handyman. And by 11, Cleta had called me back, and he was on his way to the hospital.
Things happen fast, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Especially at our age, and Tom's not quite as old as we are. You think this is 216?
I think about 2. Mm-hmm. I think last time was 215.
Maybe we'll ask him. I think it's 216. So we have a little email we could look over, I suppose, peruse.
All right, yeah, this is from our good friend Lee A. Stone, and it said, greetings, all handymen and women. I'm looking for some suggestions on what to use for a lube on my vinyl double-hung window tracks, something which will help to make windows slide up and down easier. Thanks ahead, guys.
All right, and you went to, you Googled that.
Well, I Googled it. We had one, I think the first guy, and I didn't get his name, that responded to him mentioned a silicone spray, and that's right on target. Of course, then when I Google, I always get a lot more. It's kind of like you ask me what time it is, and I'll tell you how to build it.
How to make a wand.
I have a whole thing on how to repair sticking windows, if anybody's interested. Anyway, no, the silicone spray is right on, but actually, cheaper than that. Get you some paraffin, like that women can or cook with, and or candle, an old candle.
And rub that
on those tracks, yeah.
Rub that along those tracks. I wish I could think of the name of the stuff the guy told me to put in my patio door tracks. It's some lubricant that dries into a powder.
Well, yeah, now somebody in one of the emails mentioned graphite, but I'm going to tell you, that's kind of messy and powdery and gets black, and that would not. The only thing that I've ever seen, especially on the vinyl, is the paraffin or a silicone spray, and that, you know, and also that will work if you've ever had a drawer, a dresser drawer, yeah. a cabinet drawer. Let's take that out. But the big thing, most of the thing on the windows that I got off of Google, and was. A lot of this, I don't know how old the house is that Lee lives in and what the nature of the windows, but actually painters, your friendly painter or whomever painted the house last can be the big criminal in the deal if you get paint in the track.
Yeah.
So this goes into, if you had a little wood chisel or a little 3-inch putty knife, you need to really kind of inspect the tracks and get the paint out. And then look for other obstructions. I mean, if the window somehow has gotten out of square slightly or that, you know, they actually make shimming material. You might have to take a piece of trim off that you could level up. But mostly just on a sticking window, it's probably some dirt. You need to clean it real good and then put your paraffin or the silicone spray.
When we were at the old blind school 100 years ago, Mr. Ibbotson used to keep a bar of soap around, and if you were putting a wood screw in, of course we didn't have power screwdrivers back then.
Right.
You're putting a wood screw in, you put a little soap on that wood screw, and it's amazing how much easier it would go.
Soap is good too. Soap would good, but I don't think soap would last as long. A bar of soap wouldn't last as long, but that would get you past the main thing is getting it real clean and then getting something that won't, like the wax might last a little longer.
Yeah, I guess a guy could take canning wax would be fine, and that'd be readily available, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that or an old candle. Just get you an old candle and rub it on there.
All right then.
All right, and this is one
sticky window.
Yeah, sticky wicket, as they say across the pond.
Across the pond, where we'll be in next June.
We're trying.
We're working on it. Look out, Europe, here we come.
Well,
Katie?
I started out with Teresa, but she's no longer there, so now I'm with Emily. We won't know how long she'll last.
Okay, and Jack Scrinshaw, look out, because we're coming to see you.
That's right. All right, let's see.
Excuse me.
All right, we've had some of these discussions before, but here we go again. It says, I have a slow leak in the joint of a 4-inch PVC drain pipe in my basement. How do I stop this leak short of cutting the joint apart, buying new fittings, and re-gluing it?
I don't know.
Says, I have tried using PVC primer and PVC cement, but they don't seem to work. Well, there's a response, and as the guy said, the reason that PVC cement didn't work is because it is not a sealant. It's not meant to be a sealant. It actually breaks down the components of PVC. It actually melts or welds
the two pieces together. Oh, yeah.
It's not just it's never going to be thick enough, or it's never going to seep into these little holes after the deal is done.
Yeah.
But, and like you said,
oh.
But...
Hey there.
Oh, come on in.
But short of redoing that, I mean, you could cut that out and re-glue. And we've talked about this before. You know, fittings are cheap. Now, when you get up into 4-inch stuff, they're not necessarily so cheap, but they're not prohibitive. Of course, this is a drain line, obviously, and it's not going to have a lot of pressure on it.
Shouldn't have any pressure on it.
No, I mean, just as a drain line, yeah, not have any pressure. And so, actually, they do make, especially in the bigger pipe, they make rubber fittings. If you don't want to fool with glue, they make it's kind of rubber and clamps, the old clamps around a rubber, and that's legitimate. They use it. Inspectors will approve it now. There's no glue involved. You just cut that out, fit this rubber thing over. What this does is allow you to connect two big pieces of pipe, say if they're way down in the ground, where you don't want to dig them up. Like on my pavilion when we ran the commode to my septic system. I mean, we're talking this stuff is 5 feet in places down in the ground. There was no way we could dig that line, uncover that line, but we couldn't move it from side to side much. And so they use these rubber fittings to connect the pipe.
And use a stainless steel clamp of some kind.
And so anyway, if you don't want to do that, I mean, that's step number one. If you want to cut that out and not glue, you can buy those fittings. Yep. Or, remember I talked about Goop one time. And Goop is a plumber's thing like that. And if you put it on in heavy enough layers on a drain line, it may work. It may take you a couple of times.
We assume that this is leaking out of fitting.
Right, well, yeah, correct. He says he thinks it's leaking out of fitting.
I would just make a bead around each end of that fitting.
Yeah, right, yeah. With the heavy amounts. And then, and so you could you do that. This guy that answered, that responded to the email, doesn't seem to think that the goop will be long-lasting. He said eventually, I mean, it could be a temporary stop. And his response was, well, if you do it, you better keep a drain pan or bucket handy anyway. But
yeah.
So, I tried the goop. Of course, I was on a 1-inch line under pressure, and it worked some, but it still didn't. It still didn't do the deal. So.
Well, Don Shaw.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you got through with all your students at your?
I did. Everything's wrapped up and good. And
I guess you were overwhelmed by.
They were waiting in line. In fact,
the pre-Christmas rush.
Right, right.
Wanting to learn algebra. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand you may have a student next year coming that's going to want you to teach them how to read Braille music.
Well, we might have a bit of a problem then.
Well, you know, I interviewed a girl this morning that reads Braille music. Maybe she can.
I know some can.
Listen, is this 216?
Yes, it is. It sure is.
Okay, well, we thought 216, yep. But we weren't.
That's right.
We weren't sure. All right. So, anyway, you're through with all that, and welcome to the Blind Handyman.
Here to do the show.
I'm timing here. Let's see where.
I even have something at the end I can talk a little bit about today, if you can believe that.
Guess who didn't start a watch?
Oh, well.
But I started with the clock.
Well, then we'll time it it's close enough then.
We're about 13 minutes into
And we don't have any way to talk to these guys off the air, so we'll just call Max, and we're going to call Dale after that.
Okay.
We'll just call them on the air.
On the air, that's right.
Is that all right?
I got one more little.
Got one more? All right.
Got one more little thing.
Knock us right out, son.
And this is good. Yeah, it says, is there any trick to removing a screw with a stripped head? My husband is not the handyman type, nor is he patient. She said, I've learned after 37 years that it's better if I tackle these jobs myself.
Man.
Anyway, what her situation, I concise the email down. There's a panel on some maintenance guys, or she had some problem with her hot tub, and there was a little panel covering up the mechanical parts and or electrical parts, and she wanted to take this panel off. Four screws holding on. She got her hubby's electric drill. I'm surprised he's got one if he's not a handyman. Anyway, and she succeeded in stripping the heads out of all four screws.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't get them out. But there's several ways you can do this. If you get a real, real thin drill bit and actually drill into the head of that screw and then keep going up. What you want to do is break the head off of that screw. Right now, at this point, you don't want to care about getting the screw out. Break the head off of it so you can get the panel off, and then maybe, depending on the thickness of this panel, the door, the cover, you may have enough to grab with a pair of vice grips or pliers and pull out the remaining part of the screw. If not, there are, and you can buy an individual one for a couple of bucks or a whole set of them for $5. I've seen some nice, really nice sets for $8. They come in sizes. You can buy a tool called a screw extractor.
I've seen.
Screw or bolts.
Yeah.
It's really like a big ease out that I call them, and my first encounter with them was because my dad had one, and it was designed to take broken pipe, galvanized pipe. Joints. If you broke off a joint inside a threaded joint. And what this is, it's really like an oversized drill bit with a dull end on the front. I mean, it's wider, I mean, bigger around than a drill bit. And the threads are just the opposite. In other words, to make this get tight, you turn it counterclockwise and as you turn it counterclockwise, it is drilling down into the screw and will remove it.
Yeah.
It's, and they make, but on this, the size screw that's in there is very important because you don't need but like one size bigger of a, you don't want to use too big of a screw.
I wonder what this panel's made of. If it's a wooden panel, I'd just saw the damn thing off and build another panel.
I would imagine it's like if it goes over a hot tub, seemed like even if it was either plastic or metal. It's like a vent but it's also in where the motor in your
hot tub had like little cross pieces, like you'd grow. It's almost like a trellis.
Right.
And Charmer got up in there, and I had to ended up putting hardware cloth on the inside to keep her. I knew what if she was there was a rat up there or something that she was interested in, and she tore a couple of them to pieces.
Right.
But yeah, there are ways to get the screw. And remember, all screwdrivers aren't the same size. You might be able to get a bigger screwdriver and get a bite on it.
Well, that was the last suggestion. It said if you can no longer use a Phillips, you can get a straight edge maybe. I have actually been successful in taking a straight edge, a real sharp straight edge, and hammering it first and making a bigger groove and then twisting the screw out.
I've got a set of screwdrivers. There must be 10 or 12 different sizes of Phillips screwdrivers. So you might try a bigger one or a smaller one. You might, you need a good set of screwdrivers anyway, everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you might be able to extract it with them. But once you messed up one head, looked like you just said...
Now, remember, this is a lady trying to do a job that her sorry old husband
we need her.
To.
We need her as a guest on the Blind Handyman Show.
Yeah, we do, don't
is
we?
Is she on the Handy Girl list?
I have no idea.
What's her name?
I don't know that either.
Whoa.
I found her on
Of what
another.
Use are you? Anyway, we need her as a guest on the Blind Handyman Show, so call us. Our guest today is an old friend of ours. We've been known for about 4 years now, named Max Robinson. That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's just finished up a large building project. In fact, they have just finished his wife's building, I think, and now, well, that has a strange sound on my microphone.
It does, doesn't it?
Anyway.
Let's see, which one are you?
It's kind of...
Yeah. Yeah, like a bat.
See if I can...
That's strange.
You're the first mic.
This is an obscene call in there.
Anyway, they are going... They have finished her building and are going to start on his shop, so he can talk to us about that today.
Yeah, one time now he had a building that became too small.
That's the one they just finished. That's his wife's building now.
I fixed it, Don. The gate was too tight.
Yeah, okay. Now, yeah, so that sounds better.
All right, he gave the small building to his wife, and she's happy with that, and bought him a bigger one.
That's right, for the shop.
Always the way to do it. Anyway, we'll get Max on the Skype up here and be back in just a minute. Hang on. You can't just interrupt Diana Krall, can you? Just right in the middle of it. Listen to her.
He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone.
Oh, I love her. Just bass, drums, and bass, piano, and guitar. Listen.
Don't even stop for a sigh.
No drums at all. Anyway, she's a jazzer player. Let me see if I can do this.
There's Max.
All right, it's dialing. Let's see what we get here. It is
ringing.
And it's ringing. If he's around. Max?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it said, it said you were offline. We were worried about you.
Are away.
It said you were away.
Mine says you're offline, too, so well, I don't know.
What a deal.
Well, you're here now, aren't you? How are you, sir?
I am fine. Let me get the headphones on so you don't hear yourself coming back.
Okay, that'll all be right. Good. That'll be good. You sound fine with your little mixer and your microphone there.
Yeah, is the level good?
The level is fine. I'm gonna crank it up just a little bit. How's that? That's better, isn't it?
I didn't notice any change in you.
All right, we kicked you up just a hair there. But anyway, what's the weather in Kentucky like?
That's kind of hazy today. It was sunny earlier this morning. It's 53 degrees, and it's supposed to get down in the 20s tonight.
Oh,
yeah. Whoa, 20s.
I hate to tell you this, but it's 70 degrees in Lufkin, Texas today right now.
Yeah, rub it in.
Absolutely gorgeous, beautiful day in Lufkin.
It is. Nice weather.
It is. We had some cold weather. We actually got in the 30s the other morning.
Oh, burr. Yeah, we've been down into, I don't know what our lowest is this year, maybe 25.
Yeah, I talked to my sister 3 days ago. She lives in Ohio, and she had snow on the ground, and it was hovering around 40, scheduled to plummet.
You know? Wow.
Plummet. Yeah, they don't so much fly as plummet.
That's right.
Well, yes.
Sue says the lowest we've had this year is 22.
Oh, yeah.
That's getting down there.
That's low enough.
Oh, yeah.
That's not had any snow yet.
Yeah. I guess she can hear us talking to your wife.
She can hear me. She can't hear you. I've got headphones on.
She can't hear us. Well, we'd say hi to her if she could. So are you through now with what? You're through with Sue's building?
With her building?
Yeah. Teddy Bear Cottage is what she calls it. Yeah, we're through with her building. And really happy to be so.
I imagine.
Those things can cause divorces or near divorce.
Well, we work well together. We started on this back in July, and early in July, and we worked on it steadily, and finally got it done. But just the two of us working together, it's gone kind of slowly, but and also because when we make a mistake, we take it out and go back and fix it right. So
basically, real quick, what did y'all do? I mean, on this building,
with no inside. I mean, it just came as a shell, right?
Okay,
that's right. It was a shell building. It's 10 feet by 16 feet, and that's an outside dimension,
right?
And it had siding on it, and from the outside, it looked beautiful, nice painted and finished and everything, and door and a window, and but inside it was just bare studs and bare ceiling joists.
Right.
So we had to go through, and we wanted it to be a comfortable building, so we put insulation in, and that was a bit of a hassle because the studs are on 24-inch centers.
Mm. Okay.
They used 2x4s, and every other one is doubled.
Right.
Uh-huh. Now, normally, wait a minute, hold it. Every other stud is doubled?
Yeah, it's 2x4s side by side.
So cutting insulation would have been a problem, wouldn't it?
It wasn't easy.
Yeah, because they don't make it 24 inches wide. I mean,
well, yeah, they do.
They do.
It's hard to find. Yeah. Well, there's a something called the Arkansas plan that they've came up with. I think way back in the 70s or maybe the 80s, where you build your walls with 2x6s,
right,
and put them on 24 inch centers, and then you can put thicker insulation in there.
Right.
And so that was the only insulation we could find, was at R19 for 2x6s. And so we just had to compress it.
Stuff it in.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but think of the insulation you've got in those walls. That's good.
When you compress it, you lose some of your insulating quality.
Yeah, I think you do.
Quality.
Yeah.
You think so?
But,
you lose some.
But not... You lose a little bit. You don't lose a whole bunch, but you lose some.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was thicker than you wanted it to be. Meant for 2x6s.
So we didn't try to cut it down or anything. We just compressed it.
And you tried both places, Home Depot and Lowe's and
that's right,
local lumberyards.
Found the same thing there.
Okay.
So getting it home was a bit of an adventure, too.
I bet it was.
We jammed it into the back of our station wagon, and we still had to make two trips.
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
And how itchy was it working with that insulation, Max?
Well, we wore gloves as much as possible and long sleeves.
Long sleeves, yeah.
Even in hot weather, we still wore long sleeves.
Because y'all were working with it in the summer, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. Uh-huh. So we didn't get too itchy doing it.
Well, and the thing about it is you did it together. I was pointing out to my wife, because you know, being on the list, we got me up and going with a new computer this weekend. Those four-day weekends are hard on even a stable marriage like mine. We're still speaking to each other, and the computer's working, and I'm happy about that.
Well, that's good.
But you and Sue seem to work together well, is it?
We do. We really do. We built that house for the lawnmower back in 2002, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we got that as it was called a kit, but it wasn't really a kit in the tradition of a Heath kit. You know, it was just a pile of lumber and an instruction book.
Yeah.
And a sack of screws and nuts.
Some nails, yeah. They didn't give us any screws, just nails.
I hate those things.
Yeah, I've had experience with that, too.
We were guessing that they probably had bets going on at the lumber yard as to whether a woman and a blind man would be able to put together that building. Yeah. And so we don't know that they did, but we suspect. And so after we got it all finished, we took pictures of it, and we took it by the lumber yard and showed him.
All right. Very good.
This basically was just straight ahead. I guess you paneled it on the inside. Do you sheetrock or paneling?
Yeah, getting back to the teddy bear cottage. Yes,
yeah.
After we put up the insulation, we used wooden paneling. It was a pattern called coastal cedar that's kind of like aged. I don't know. You know, when you leave wood out in the weather, it turns kind of silvery.
Yeah.
And so, you still with me?
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I missed that,
yeah.
But I'll take your word for it.
Well, I heard my own voice coming back to me for a few words.
Did you? You mean like I moved something?
Yeah, I don't know if you'd... I think maybe it was Skype. I don't think...
Okay,
sounded like you drifted in and out a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, this wood looks aged.
Yeah. So it's kind of silvery. It looks like aged wood.
Uh-huh.
Although it's paneling, and paneling really is not much more than heavy cardboard. when you cut it, you find that out.
I know.
And we put it up with a nail gun, a Brad gun, actually, a little electric Brad gun.
Uh-huh.
And somewhere along the line, we got an air gun, and we should have done that right at the beginning, because that worked so much better than that little electric gun.
You should have bought one that worked with the air compressor to begin with.
Yeah. Well, we found a package deal at Lowe's. They had a compressor, a staple gun, a Brad gun, and a finishing nail gun. You know, three guns and the compressor, all in a package deal. For about $350.
But so you didn't have a compressor?
No, we didn't have a compressor.
That was the whole deal. That's a good deal.
Oh, Max, that's a wonderful deal. I mean,
yeah.
What would it have cost you to got somebody to put that paneling up?
Oh,
$1,000.
A couple of thousand, probably.
A couple of $1,000. So you know, you got a compressor. You didn't have one. I can't believe you didn't have a compressor, though.
I'm just getting into this thing, you know. So
yeah.
I've been doing electronics for years and years and years, and
yeah.
So after I retired, I finally got into some more physical kind of work.
Yeah.
You might say.
All right. So you do you have a saw? What sort of saw did you use to cut? Because you had to cut around light switches and.
Yeah. I already had a little. I always called them saber saws. They don't seem to call them that anymore. I guess they call it a jigsaw. It's not like a sawzall. The blade comes out at right angles. And it comes as you hold it in your hand. The blade points down.
Yeah, I know. And they're hard to hold, though. They're hard to. I can't. They vibrate really bad.
They do vibrate a lot.
Yeah, they vibrate a lot. Mm, but since Sue is the one with the eyes and the one who can follow lines, why she handled it and she learned to handle it. And then for bigger cuts, I had a battery-powered circular saw, and I put a very fine-toothed blade in it, and that made nice cuts for the long straight
cuts. Engine, Max.
Yeah?
How many of your wall posts, did y'all measure your wall posts? Did y'all cut them on the ground? And how accurate were you?
Well, We got more accurate as we cut back. our first cut was for the breaker box, and it was way off. I had to make a thing to cover that up. But then later on, after we got some practice, and we started getting more accurate. And our cutouts for the the second thing we did, we had to cut out, was for a outlet where underneath the air conditioner, and it has a little bit of edge showing.
Right.
But all the rest we got cut out so that the plate covers the
very
the
good.
Edge.
That's if you did that, you did well.
I had a couple of them in my sheetrock that I went to Lowe's and asked for the extra large wall.
Which
plate?
They do.
Which plate? Yeah.
Okay. Can you get those?
You can get large ones. Yes.
Oh, I ought to get one for that. That one that we missed.
If you turn around and look behind you, there's one on that wall right there, Don. Robert Todd missed it. Yeah, you can get large ones. You can.
Okay.
You didn't know that. Well, I think.
No, I didn't know that. Right?
Yeah,
but now I do.
I just buy large ones to begin with.
And to cover up the electrical box, the breaker box, I used. Probably the best way to describe it is a rectangular toilet seat.
Uh-huh.
It has the square opening and then a lid that closes on top of it.
Oh.
Okay.
And then I just fastened that to the wall over the box, and so you close the door and it's covered up. It looks like a cabinet mounted on the wall.
It looks like somebody did it on purpose, right?
Yeah, right. And then when you open it up, there's the breaker box.
That's cool.
All
right.
Uh-huh.
How did your battery power? I've never had any experience with a battery powered skill saw. I mean, how long does it last? How good is it?
I had two batteries. Actually, I had four batteries for it, and I would keep one on charge all the time. And we would usually have to change batteries. We'd start out the day with a fresh battery, and then we'd have to change batteries sometime in the afternoon.
So a couple of cuts, cuts, and it's gone.
Well, no more than that. It was maybe 4 or 5 cuts.
Yeah.
And we're talking long cuts too, you know, 6-8 feet.
Would that saw that it's got a 7.5-inch blade? Would it cut through a 2x4?
No, it's a six inch blade.
Okay.
Six. I don't know if it's 6.25 or just plain 6, but
right.
I don't know if it would cut through a 2x4, but we did cut. Well, actually, we tried cutting MDF with it, medium density fiber board, and that was a little too much for it. It wouldn't quite hack that. So we had to get the electric powered saw out to do that.
Put paneling and 3/4 inch, like a 1x whatever. It should be.
Yeah, cool. Paneling and plywood. It's fine with that.
Isn't the concept neat that you don't have to have a cord to work with?
I it
mean,
is.
You just get your saw and go.
Great idea.
Because I have a, you can see the evidence on one of my 7.5-inch saw. I've cut the cord on it.
We know another guy.
It happens.
It can certainly happen. Sighted people do that too. My brother-in-law, my first wife's brother. Yeah, we lent him our saw, and he said, "Well, I got Gordon doing on his saw, boy."
I was
fooling around there, and all of a sudden, bingo, it's sparks going everywhere. My God, I thought I was dead. My God, Lord, come to Jesus here. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, that's the way he talked.
Did you read the post on the handyman list about the guy who cut the cord on the saw and somehow it got hung up on the hot wire and cut the ground wire?
That's bad.
Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, gosh.
We should have read that on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I had a battery-powered Sawzall one time that I loved. It got lost, but it was good for 3 or 4 cuts. It's kind of heavy. But, yeah. You know, those, I never could figure out, with those little things that we call a hold-in-your-hand saw, a jigsaw, a saber saw, are you supposed to hold those tight against the wood or what?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to hold the plate flat against what you're cutting.
Man, they jump around on you bad.
You have to really press down on it.
Yeah.
You know, several of us here, at least two of us, I don't know about the third, I don't know about Don, but we bought some Sears battery-powered stuff, and they quit making the batteries.
Yeah.
And now I see Sears is the nerve to be back on TV. In fact, they sent me a thing for $10 off, and they're selling a new whole system, a battery-powered get. And I'm thinking, yeah, so I buy that, and then you quit making
the battery. Yeah, quit making the battery.
Well, the one thing, I think we both got some of these, maybe all three do. Some of the system that somebody made, they had those long, round batteries.
The little round, yeah.
Do you have those?
I do.
People are making aftermarket batteries for those, for the older equipment. If you do a search, Google search, you might come up with
batteries.com or somewhere like that might have them.
I got two useless drills that Sears sold.
Yeah. You might try Batteries Plus. They might be able to fix you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big
they have a lot of aftermarket batteries.
Interesting.
Yeah,
well,
they
so you're all through with this one, and it took you 6 months.
We wanted to do it right. We put molding around the doors and the windows. You know, so we got standard door molding.
Uh-huh.
And also I didn't tell you about the floor.
No.
The floor, the plywood floor, they made it with different thicknesses of plywood sheets.
Oh,
that's the only way I can. That's the only possible explanation for it. Yeah, you know, it'd pop up in places. You know, parts were higher than the other.
Is that right?
So So we put down MDF over that. We got 4x8 sheets of MDF and put down over that, and didn't deliberately avoided following the same plan, so the seams didn't line up.
Right.
Okay, so you put a new floor in this building, really?
Yeah, we put down another subfloor.
Did you not complain to the people about the... I mean,
the floor?
That's
terrible.
That would be worse.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, we didn't notice it until quite a while after we got it, so
right.
We figured it was too late. But we put that down. We used liquid nails, and then where the corners tried to pop up, we put screws in.
Right.
And so that held down, and then we put down this interlocking tile floor that had felt padding on the back.
Right.
You can either buy the felt padding in a big sheet, or you can buy the tiles with attached to each tile.
Man, but how did this MDF, how did that help your floor problem?
It made it even. We didn't have edges popping up.
So you put it in the low places, or you put it all over?
No, we just put it all over.
But he didn't go with their seam, so his full 8 sheet was probably covering up some of the valleys. In other words,
yeah,
okay,
it was probably a little up in the center. I mean, it wasn't much. It was maybe a quarter of an inch.
You think there'll be any in the valleys? There'll be any break? I mean, is it going to? This is, and then you put carpet on some tile stuff on top of that.
Right, So I don't anticipate any breakage.
It should be even sturdier, though, now with two actual floors.
Well, that's insulation also.
Sturdier and warmer.
Well,
now, the floor that you put down, is it tile or synthetic wood? The wood
tile? It's some kind of synthetic stuff. It's not really wood, I guess, you know.
But, I mean, it was designed to look like wood, not tile, necessarily.
Yeah, well, actually, it looks like stone tile.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's not tongue and groove. It's individual pieces.
It locks together. It's kind of hard to explain. You take it and raise it up and push it together and push it and then lower it down. It'll swing it down, and it's tongue and groove, but it has a little locking edge on it, so it really locks
I
together.
Got your
what
point.
Are the dimensions of one piece, roughly?
About 1 foot by 4 foot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
So you had to do a little cutting. What'd you cut that with?
Yeah. That was something that we tried to use the battery-powered saw on it, but it didn't have enough juice because that stuff is really hard. As a matter of fact, we had sparks flying.
like my brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law there. It's kinda,
yeah, the surface is really hard. And the saw threw sparks. It really did.
That's wild.
What a deal. But you folks got a lot of time and money in this building.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what did you put in the ceiling? Now, you didn't put paneling
up
there.
We did put paneling on the ceiling, the same as on the walls. The ceiling in this building is kind of funny. The back wall is just a little over 6 feet tall, and then the ceiling from there, or the ceiling joist, you know, sloped up. Actually, those were the roof rafters. I guess they call them stringers now, don't they?
Right.
Sloped up, kind of like a
so this
an
has
attic.
A shed roof on it. Like.
Yeah, kind of like that, and then it goes level
right
at the top, and the front door is or the front wall is 7.5 feet tall.
Right.
Okay, so it's what they'd call that shedded off.
I guess so.
That's
yeah,
what my carpenter would call it.
Yeah. Okay, so we put that up. So we put paneling up on that, and then we put molding over the seams, which got me another purchase because we had where. The molding at the corners, of course, had to be mitered. And then when it goes to the upward slope, it had to be a compound miter.
Yeah.
So I told Sue, we need a compound miter saw.
That's
so
right.
And you went out, she let you buy one?
We went right out to the store and got one.
All right. Good.
Compound miter saw. Everyone needs one.
It'll be one
of the most important tools you have. Is
I
a compound.
Max
yeah.
has
well,
found.
I'm discovering
secret.
That.
I think Max has got the secret. Get your wife out there on the job with you, and she'll let you buy any tools you want.
Yep.
If you can tell her, convince her, it's going to make her life easier.
You got it. You got it. That's the formula.
All right, so now we start on your building.
That's right.
And are we going to do about the same thing with yours?
Roughly. It's not going to be as fancy. It's just going to be plywood instead
Maybe
of paneling.
Maybe you folks could make a deal with the building people who deliver these buildings. You could call the guy the next day and say, look, we got a crew. We'll come out and we'll finish your building for X number of bucks. We got saws and we got everything you need, you know.
That's right.
Maybe not.
Well, trouble is, we couldn't do it in a day.
Oh,
you know?
No, you couldn't. You know, it's the funniest thing. Back when my wife and I first got together 20-some years ago, she thought I was just really bright, and I knew lots. Now, things have kind of reversed. I don't know anything, and she knows everything. How did that happen? She seems to know everything.
She learned a lot, and you got old and forgot a lot.
I think that's it. You know, I keep asking, why would you marry a dumbass like me? Why did you do that? Wasn't that stupid? You know, her dad tells me how smart she is. How smart could she be? She married me. All right. We promised Dale Campbell we'd call him, and so I guess we ought to do that.
Okay.
You want to conference call him? Can you know how to do
that?
Do you know how to do that? I don't.
I've never done it.
I've never done it either, so I better just let you go and call. I was thinking we could have both of you on at the same time, but I don't really know how to conference call.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I guess.
Okay. Well, I bought one of Dale's talking atomic clocks.
All right.
Did you know?
It's really cool. Yeah.
That sets itself.
Uh huh.
That's neat.
I think it uses a GPS time to set itself.
Is that right? And it'll do it in the house wherever
uh-huh.
it is. Yeah.
Hey, Max, call me when you guys finish your building. Call me and tell me, and I'll set up, and we'll set it up and come and tell us about your building project.
Okay, I'll post on the list and tell you, so you'll know when I'm finished.
All right.
Well, we thank
you. I'll be giving progress reports, too.
And you're coming to Texas in 08 now. We're doing November.
I'm coming in 08. Oh, you better believe
all
it.
All right.
November, if we don't do something earlier, we're going to do something in 08 and look forward to shaking your hand, sir. Thank you much, and I'll talk with you. All right, Max. Bye-bye. Tell Sue hi.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Good project.
continuing with our dual guest show here. Let's see if this works. Enter. There we punch it up.
Very good.
Very good. Just made a little noise there, didn't it? He actually shows to be online. I wonder why I showed to be offline at Max's end there.
Blind by Smart.
Blind by Smart. Shopping at Blind by Smart. We're all shopping at Blind.
That's
how are you?
Right.
Get up close
What's
to that.
What's going on, guys?
Get up close to that mic where we can hear you. You got your headset on?
No, man. I'm on the straight phone.
On the straight phone. Let me add a little bass.
Well, on the Skype phone.
Add a little
Skype
bass.
Phone.
Add a little bass to you here. How are you? Dale Campbell, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I'm doing great. We're busy, but, man, life is good.
All right.
We're busy.
Go out in the garage and play a little bit over the weekend, so the long weekend, that was nice.
Now, you say you're busy doing what?
Packing orders and shipping, and Blind My Smart is taking off. We've got all the Braille cookbooks on sale.
Very good.
We've got some other promotions going on. So, bath sets are on sale. All kinds of craziness happening.
Is that right? stuff on sale. How do you find out what's on sale?
You need to be a member. You need to come to the website, log in, or register as a member. We just ask for your name and address and email address and that, and then we'll send you notices of all the different changing sales.
All right.
All the cool stuff, man.
In other words, if you're a member, you just get it in your email, and you say, Blind My Smart has so-and-so on sale email. And you can either go buy it or delete it or whatever you want to do. Right?
Delete it or buy it or move on or whatever you want. I mean, that's how all those people found out about those cool screwdriver sets we had and tool sets we had.
Oh.
Yeah. And how about the handyman clearance on the handyman t-shirt?
Clearance on the handyman t-shirts. We got to make way for a new design, man.
Is that right? Well,
yeah.
You're going to let our designer design it, or you're not going to?
Well, actually, I'm going to take off of what he has already done take the hat and the sunglasses and the sunglasses, the saw, and the hammer.
Uh-huh.
And make that real big on the front with a circle around it.
Is that right?
Handyman on top the motto. What's the motto, Mr. Parr? You say it so well.
He said the blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw.
That's it. Have that on the box.
That's it. All right.
Y'all survived Turkey Day well, just fine, I see.
We have all survived. I think Don had a few problems at his house. Seven dogs at one time, I think somebody said.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot of dogs.
It is.
Patterson's
that
here.
That is a lot of dogs.
That's more
and
dogs.
And I wasn't even invited.
That's just a lot of dogs. He wasn't married to any of them,
that's
right?
Right. You know?
That's right.
That's
right.
Terrible. Blind. We somehow drift into male chauvinism every time we talk to you. Why is that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hell of a thing.
What is that ringing? Is that a phone?
Oh yeah, that's the mic line. Like I said, we've been just busy.
Yeah.
So since I'm talking to y'all, I'll just have to take a little break and.
I tell you what, I have really enjoyed the oven mitts or the mitts that you sent me. They are very nice and very neat for telling what you're doing as a blind person. Those big thick ones, you put them on your hands and, you know, you can roll a log out of the fireplace. You know what that is. But if you want to get a meatloaf out of the oven, you kind of wander around. You don't exactly know where you are. Well, with these, you do.
Yep.
I tell you, they are they're the best little accident I think we've ever had here at Blind Mice.
Accident? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I was looking for a different type of mitt, and I just happened to cross these and ordered a set and got to talking to the guys, and wham, bam, here we are with probably the coolest oven mitt ever for visually impaired people.
They are neat. Well, they really are.
And I think Don and I have both enjoyed, I wouldn't say the word enjoyed, but we've both used the talking scale.
There. And the oven mitts, too. Use them all the time.
All right, yeah. Campbell, did Phil and Shaw get these oven mitts? It's free. Somehow,
no.
I've overlooked.
Well, I bought mine. Actually,
certainly not. I haven't. No.
I've overlooked my first.
Would you say
they were cash on the barrel head?
Would you send
a little bartering for a couple of commercial spots?
Now look here.
Your next shipment.
I know both of these guys, and nothing is exactly cash on the barrel.
Both of us.
It was cash through old PayPal, you know.
I got you.
The old PayPal.
Yeah. Well, I've got to send you an order. I need a countdown timer that sticks on my icebox.
Man, we've got it.
I bet
it,
you
it
do.
He can fix you up there.
Yeah, it's $15, but man, it is great.
And I love the talking scale I got. Yeah,
the talking scale is one of the best. I mean, it's got a nice big platform.
So I stumble over it at night, and she goes, "Hello,
hello,
I'm ready."
yeah, right. Hello. Then they take you to the funny farm because you're sitting there talking to it.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the little model that I use to weigh mail and all the packages and stuff, and you know, you turn it on. Hello. Oh, hey, how you doing? You know.
Yeah. Doesn't the kitchen scale have exactly the same voice and everything?
Yeah.
As that scale. That's what I thought. The kitchen scale would be neat too.
Yeah,
I don't have that one.
I guess I don't have that.
It'd be neat to have. That would be a
But we're fixing to put in. We're fixing to run some new T-shirts on special. You know, the new shirts that we have, the blind shirts. You know, one speak up, I'm blind.
Yeah, and how about the Rifle Association shirts?
The Rifle Association is growing every day. We just picked up a member in England, as a matter of fact. Where they're not even allowed to have guns. I guess they can have rifles.
Yeah, blind rifle.
Would it be neat to know how many members we have in the Blind Riflemen's Association?
I know we've got at least over 220.
Because you've sold that many shirts?
That many shirts. Now, I don't know how many are duplicates. Like me, I've got my dress.
Yeah.
You know, my dress one, and I've got my regular one, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One you wear in the garage and in the yard, and the other one you wear when you're going out. So.
Yeah, I think I've got two. I've got three or four Blind Handyman shirts, but they're on sale. What's your deal on Blind Handyman shirts, if anybody wants?
Blind Handyman shirts, I believe, are on closeout for like $15, $16, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were regular, like, gosh, they were like 27, I believe, at one time.
So two for 25, maybe? No?
Yeah, we could do two for 25. We've got a bunch of extra larges left. I think we've got one medium and like two larges.
But a bunch of extra larges.
Bunch of extra larges and a bunch of caps.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's pretty cool.
We did
another shirt, too, y'all, where it says Braille, read with more feeling on the front of it. And then the back has got the Braille alphabet and then the regular alphabet, you know, the letters underneath the Braille symbols.
Yeah.
But it's on a black shirt, and we did it with phosphorescent ink, so it glows in the dark.
That'd make someone a Christmas gift, wouldn't it?
It's pretty cool. I like it.
All right. Christmas gifts from Blind My Smart, all kinds of things. You can go to the website, I guess, and look at can you look at your catalog or not?
Yeah. Just the best thing to do is just hop on there and just kind of, there's a link for product directory, and that'll list all the departments and the little sub-departments that are underneath them. You know, like you go into garden and you've got lawn and garden ornaments and bird houses and bird feeders, you know. So it's just a kind of a categorization to try to make it easier to surf. But you do what I do. I just put in a search term, like I just put in the search term rooster just to see what was on the website for roosters.
Uh-huh.
And man, there was like two pages of crazy stuff.
There's so many items. Really, that's the best thing to do over at Blind Mind Smart. I mean, I just cannot believe how many items you sell.
I think when I checked today, we've got 5,100, over 5,100 now.
Whoa, yeah, I believe
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whoa,
it's just unbelievable.
Where do you keep it all, Dale?
Man, it's packed in this house. You wouldn't believe how big this house is, how much storage space that we really have.
Yeah.
Like a cat in a hat. You know, we've got it stuffed in, and it's popping out the seams. It's popping out everywhere.
Blind Mice Mark.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, well, man, speaking to Santa, if you guys happen to talk to him, tell him Dale needs a new air compressor.
An air compressor?
You mean we found something you don't sell?
Oh, no, man. My air compressor blew up.
Is that right?
It wasn't pretty.
I bet that made a hell of a racket, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a nice big old sonic boom.
Did the tank actually blow up?
Yeah, the tank popped.
The tank popped. I've never had that happen.
Man,
I mean, it's one of them old cats that had a seam in it, and the seam, you know, the weld. I don't know if it
you know about
condensation or what, but
you know about regulators, right?
Oh yeah.
You know about regulators.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's real strange when the tool show came to Lufkin about 3 or 4 years ago. It's kind of like the circus. It's a traveling. You know, the stuff is not really supposed to. I mean, nobody makes any bones about that it may or may not be any good. But I'll tell you what, I bought a miter saw, and it's set out in the weather and everything else, and it still works like a champ. I think the motor, I bought an air compressor for $75, and it lasted about 6 months. And then the regulator went, and it was one you had to put oil in. But if looking, if you're looking for an air compressor, I bought a little compressor from Sears on a little dolly. It's $149, and it's the sweetest little compressor. It drives every nail gun. It'll drive Phil's big framing gun. I mean, you probably
That's what this one was. This was a 30-gallon one that was, back in the day, it was one of those deals, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've stored it outside. It's been out in the humidity, and now, I mean, it's been sitting for, probably
but that's
3 years.
I would almost look at a Craftsman on that. Boy, I'm going to say mine is oilless.
Yeah, now, oilless. And
you couldn't use it on a framing crew. You know, if you had more than two nail guns going at the same time, but I don't have that many nail guns going. It's perfect.
Heck yeah, that's great, man.
Well, hey, listen, guys, we're out of time, sir. Give us the website and give us your phone numbers.
www.blindmicemart.com and phone number 713-893-7277.
Well,
we'll see y'all on the funny pages.
Hey, listen, thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Listen, that was smooth, wasn't it, huh?
Yeah, that was cool.
Here.
Yes, it was.
I'll talk to you in a day or two.
All right, brother.
Later, Dale.
Bye. Dale, our boy Dale Campbell. Here, let me get zipped and see if that cut him off. I guess it did. Let me.
Was he on Skype, too?
He was on Skype also.
That's good. Awesome.
Yeah.
So on Skype, sounded like he was right here in the room, didn't it? Sounded like
Max is real good.
Max was kind of in and out from time to time.
Max's microphone sounded good, though.
Yeah, the quality was good.
Max's microphone sounded good. It's hard to do Skype.
Did you say he had a little mixer or something?
Yeah, he's got a little mixer that he's using on his with his Skype thing. Had a good sounding microphone.
Yeah, when he first started, I mean, he really sound, but it seemed like from time to time. So I don't know if that was the computer airways or your
The internet, you never know. Boy.
You never know.
Yeah. The internet, it's on the internet. So
that Campbell, he is full of energy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's too full of energy for me.
Feel that good.
He's too full of energy for me, I'll tell you that.
Blind Mice Mark, man. They're doing a...
All right, 216 is come and gone. We got a couple more for the holidays, and
we do, don't we? Two more.
Do two more for the holidays and take our little Xmas break. But anyway, y'all come next week, and we always need guests.
Oh, yeah, always need guests.
You can get Don Shaw at N5GBI at Cox.
At Yahoo.com.
At Yahoo.
At Yahoo.com.
N5GBI at Yahoo.com.
That's right. If you want to talk to us about something, write me. Tell me about it, and I'll call you.
We'll have you on the Handyman Show. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm Phil Parr, P-H-I-L-P-A-R-R, at Consolidated, C-O-N-S-O-L-I-D-A-T-E-D.net. What if you want to get hold of Don Patterson?
I'm unavailable.
You got a problem.
I'm unavailable.
Yeah, a big problem.
I need to give his email address. We'll see you next week. I see you said the blind man. You pick up his hammer and saw. Bye.